Hot FM's Brownie and EJ. Yeah.
I've got a bit of a guilty confession to make right now. Mark's parents gave us some chocolate Easter eggs probably 2 weeks ago when we saw them.
Oh, getting in early, yes?
Yep. And they were giant Easter eggs, one for me and one for Mark.
Mm-hmm.
I received it on the Friday. I got home Friday night. Didn't touch it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Good self-control, yeah, EJ. Like,
and I thought, better leave it till Easter, right? But then I woke up on Saturday morning and I just had a craving for chocolate, so I had to eat a bit of the chocolate.
How much is left?
None. I just couldn't help myself. And that's why I have a general no chocolate policy in my house. Because if it's in my house, I'm going to eat it.
This is a warning going out to Mark, because we know that when there's chocolate in your house, you have terrible self-control, because yep. You might take a nibble at some of his. Then one thing leads to another. 3 days later, he's got nothing left.
That's why he's got to hide his ration of the Tim Tams. Because I'll eat them. This is sounding more like a Jenny Craig session.
Has it really gotten that bad? Are you seriously like that? You eat your share and then you're like, okay, I'm going to delve into his. Oh, no, he's got a padlock on his and I can't touch it.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it goes. So I had to eat it all at once. And that really goes with my theory of if you get chocolate Easter eggs, you eat it all in one hit. Growing up, you're told to savour your chocolate eggs.
Yeah.
Have one today, one tomorrow, so they last for an entire week, that mm-hmm. sort of a thing. Well, as a general rule, I have ADD, and I had ADD as a child.
Yep.
Easter was a pretty terrible time for my parents, because giving me a whole lot of chocolate was never a fun time of the year.
Is it like the unstoppable EJ? Once you start, there's no stopping you until it's all devoured.
Yep. So Mum used to have this rule. She'd let me have all the chocolate at once, so I'd just eat it, get it out of my system straight away.
Yep.
So instead of having a terrible daughter for 2 weeks straight, she'd have a terrible daughter for a day. So I've got this general rule that if you get chocolate, you eat it. 13, 12, 16, what do you do with your chocolate Easter eggs? Is it just me? Or maybe you space it out and savour the moment.
What do you reckon? On 13, 12, 16, Big J, do you eat all yours at once?
Nah, stretch it out. I mean, here we go again, EJ. You can't wait for Christmas. You can't wait for your birthday. Now you can't wait for Easter.
I've got a real serious problem, I think.
You need bloody therapy or something. I mean, you know, you've got a serious problem. You are a 9-year-old trapped in a 26-year-old body.
We have revealed that on the show a few times. Yes, it is very common for EJ to act like that.
You're worse than my three girls. Don't go asking for chocolate. No, space it out. You can't eat all in one go. You'll get a sugar rush, you'll get diabetes, and you know, you'll end up in hospital. So you space it out. You have two per day.
If you have two per day, over that whole entire week, you can extend Easter for a few more days as opposed to just a weekend.
But see, I never have chocolate, and I never buy nice things for the cupboard. So when an event like this happens, I tend to go a bit crazy.
Wait. Stop everything. Stop. You never buy chocolate.
No.
So Mark buys chocolate for himself, but you always just end up eating it at home.
No, I rarely have chocolate. If you go into my cupboard today, you won't find anything unhealthy.
Right, yeah, okay.
But when we do get a treat, maybe on a weekend, it doesn't last much longer than 24 hours.
So if you had your case, by the time you pay for it at the checkout to the minute you walk out the door, would it all be gone in that time?
If I wasn't so worried about the germs on my fingers from the shopping trolley, yes, it would.
Hot FM's Brownie and EJ. Yeah.